So as it relates to Raid, there's many different directions we can go with this. Just one ha'ara that's really based on a fest tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is as follows. And it's Yisoydi as it relates to everything that we learned today. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillin. It's in Siman Lamites, it's Siv Kotan Aleph Paskins. Tefillin Shekosvon, tefillin that was written by an Eved, Oy Isha, Oy Kotan. Afilu hi Gia L'chinuch, even if the Kotan was a Gia L'chinuch, Oy Goy, Oy Kuti, Oy Yisrael Mummer, Oy Maser Psulim. So if any one of the aforementioned would write tefillin, the tefillin would be pasul. The chesed, because the pasuk says, Ukshartan, Ukhsaftem, Kol She'enoi B'kshira, Oy She'enoi Maimimba, Enoi B'chsiva. So it says in the Torah, Ukshartan, and then it says, Ukhsaftem, and we learn from there, that only someone that is B'kshira is B'chsiva. Someone that has the mitzvah of tefillin, only a person like that is able to write tefillin. But someone that doesn't have the mitzvah of tefillin, a person like that can't write the tefillin. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch says, that tefillin shekosvan eved, Oy Isha, Oy Katan, Oy Goy, Oy Kuti, or Yisrael Mummer, who doesn't believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, or a Moiser, which is interesting. So the halach is all these people are not kosher to write tefillin. So the Mishnah mentions Katan, and it says even a Katan that's a Gia L'chinuch, meaning he's a Gia L'chinuch, so he's putting on tefillin. Maybe, but that's not the point. At the end of the day, he's not chayiv in tefillin. And because he's not chayiv in tefillin, he's ena b'kshira, v'chol she'ena b'kshira, ena b'chziva. The Magen Avraham adds to this halacha, and the Magen Avraham says that this would be true even for a katan that's already bar mitzvah, but we don't know for sure whether or not he brought Shtei Sairis. So we know that a child becomes bar mitzvah not when he turns 13, but when he brings Shtei Sairis. The reason we celebrate a bar mitzvah when a child turns 13 is based on a chazaka de Rava that the Gemara discusses in detail in Masechtes Nida. That Rava said that when a girl turns 12, there's a chazaka she brought Shtei Sairis. When a boy turns 13, there's a chazaka that he brought Shtei Sairis. But we know la halacha, we only saimich on the chazaka de Rava fedine de Rabbanon. We're not saimich on the fedine de Raisa. So the Magen Avraham ratcheted up this halacha. And he said that not only could a katan not write tefillin, but even if he already was bar mitzvah, but we don't know whether he brought Shtei Sairis, and all it is that we're relying on is the chazaka de Rava. You can only be soimich on the chazaka de Rava for dine de Rabbanon. To write tefillin is not a question of a de Rabbanon, it's a question for a deraisa, and it's for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, a katan that's a gil achinuch, even if he's already bar mitzvah, if we don't know for sure that he brought Shtei Sairis, the halach is he will not be kosher to write tefillin. The Noida B'Yehuda in Eirech Chaim Madura Tinyana Simen Aleph says the very, very first tshuva in Eirech Chaim Madura Tinyana. He asks a bumbakasha on this halacha from another very, very famous halacha. It's the first Mishnah Masechtes Chulin. So we know the halacha is that a goy is not allowed to shecht chulin. Shchitas akum is considered nevel. It's a mishnah in the first parak of Masechtes Chulin. There's a big machloikis rishonim what the reason is. Tosfos in Masechtes Chulin daf gimel amid beis says that it says in the Torah v'zavachta shlamim v'ochalta sham v'samachta lefnei Hashem alokecha. So we learn from there that only someone that is yeshnoi b'chlal zvicha is someone that's able to shecht. Meaning, v'zavachta v'achalta, we learn. Someone that needs to shecht in order to be able to eat is someone that's allowed to shecht. But someone that doesn't need to shecht in order to be able to eat, that person, the halach is not a bar zvicha. It says, v'zavachta v'achalta, someone that needs the zvicha in order to be v'achalta is a bar zvicha. Someone that doesn't, does not. It's a drosha. That's quoted by a Tois, not a Gemara. It's Tois in Masechtes Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Rosh and Simon Hay in the beginning of Masechtes Chulin brings Tois's Drasha as well. So Tois and the Rosh both say that why is it that an Eni Yehudi is not kosher to Shecht Chulin? It's because it says v'zavachta v'yachalta, and an Oyvik Keichavim is not a bar zvicha simply by virtue of the fact that he does not need the zvicha in order to be able to eat. The Rambam, incidentally, in his Yad Chazaka in Hilcha Shechita Perik Dalid Halacha Yud Aleph, he brings a different pasuk. He brings a pasuk that says that. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Pentichrois bris liyosheva aretz v'zanu achrei eliheim v'zofchu leiloheim v'karalocha v'yachalta mizivcha. So the pasuk seems to say that a person should distance himself from the Ovdei Kechavim. Why? Because you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael and you're going to be kairis bris. You're going to be friends. V'karalocha is going to call you into his house v'yachalta mizivcha. You're going to end up eating from his shechita. So Dr. Ramam, you see from here that you're not allowed to eat from a goy shechita. But the bottom line is this is the halacha. The halacha is that shechita's akum is considered nevela. Why? According to Tosfos and the Rosh. That's what we're going to focus on now. The Makor Advarim is because it says Vizavachta V'Achalta, and we learn from there only someone that needs Zvicha is a Bar Zvicha. Zoktinay the Yehuda. The first Mishnah Masechtos Chulin says Hakol Shoichnin. Every single person is allowed to shecht. And if they shecht, the shechit is kosher. Chutz mecheres shoyt v'katan. With the exception of a cheres shoyt v'katan. Stating that, the kulon sheshachtu, if a cheres shoyt v'katan would shecht, v'acheren royen oysom, and they would have the proverbial gadol oymed al gaba of shechitas and ksheira, then the shechita would be a kosher shechita. It's mavu in the Mishnah that a cheres shoyt v'katan, a kosher to shecht, as long as there's a gadol oymed al gaba. Freik denoy de Yehuda. I don't understand. A guy can't shecht. Why? V'zavachta v'yachalta. You have to be shaykh to the laws of shechita in order to be a bar zvicha. Yet it's mavur that a katan could shecht. He just has to have a gadol oymed al gabav to make sure he's doing the right thing. But mitzad his maisa shechita, it's not like the maisa shechita of an ein Yehudi. His maisa shechita is a kasher maisa shechita. Freik denoy de Yehuda says, I don't understand. L'chura, he's also not a bar zvicha. He's a katan, he's a cheresh, he's a shayt, he's patam in a mitzvahs. So if he's patam in a mitzvahs, why is it that he's allowed to shecht? Says the Noi de Yehuda. So what I thought, Poshep Shad always was, is because although a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs, but his father has a chiyuv to be mechanach in the mitzvahs. And because his father has a chiyuv to be mechanach in the mitzvahs, so that's enough to make him a bar zvicha. He's not like an any Yehudi who has no sheiches to mitzvahs. And it's for that reason that Allah is that if there's a God, Olam et HaGadam, and he shechs, the shechit is going to be a kasha. But if that's the case, and here's the punchline, Freik Tenoi de Yehuda, so why can't he write tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Erechaim Simen Lamites, tefillin shekosvei eved or isha or katan. And the Mechaber says, even if the Katan was a Gila Chinuch, the Magen Avraham even took it a step further, something that bothered the Noi Debido a lot, that you're not even Soymich on the Chazaka de Rava as it relates to this halacha. So you see that a Katan can't. Why? Because he's Eina Bekshira. V'chosha Eina Bekshira Eina Bekshiva. So break the Noi Debido, I don't understand. Mamonavshach. If you treat a Katan as being an Eina Bekshira, and therefore he's Eina Bekshiva, so then he should not be a Bar Zvicha either in Hilchas Shchitas Chulin. And if you're going to treat the Katan as a bar zvicha in the sugis of Shechitas Chulin. Why? Because he has a mitzvah of chinuch. Presumably, I don't know why else, said the Noi de Yehuda. So if that's the case, then he should be considered a yeshnoi bekshira as it relates to the laws of tefillin. So said the Noi de Yehuda, have two sugis that even though they're literally mikotza lakotza, completely different ideas, mimerchak tovi lachma, but they seem to both hinge on a very, very comparable drasha. It's someone that's einoy bezvicha is not a bar zvicha. In one sugi we made a katan, and the other sugi we never made a katan. Freit denoy de Yehuda memanav shach. If a katan is considered a bar zvicha because of the mitzvah of chanoich lanar api darka, and that's why begadol emad agabav, the first mishnah, the first words in Masechta Chulin, hakol shoychtin shchitasin ksheira, even a cher shoyt of a katan, because achen royin oisai, then l'chayre, he should also be considered a bar kshira, and as long as there's a gadol emad agaba, maybe, he should be able to write tefillin. And if chinuch is not enough to make the katan a bar kshira, and it's for that reason, a katan can't write tefillin, then l'chayre should also be not a bar zvicha, and he shouldn't be able to shecht chul. Azay freit denoy de Yehuda. So the Noi de Yehuda said, that mir duchtzach, you see from here, that there's a fundamental difference between the relationship of a katan to the mitzvah of tefillin and the relationship of a katan to the issa nevela. And you know what that chilek is? Yevam mistaf kuf yodalad amad aleph. When it comes to nevela, because it's an isser, there's a lav in the Torah, loisachilun, lahazer agdoilam alaktan. Das heißt, a katan's not chayiv a mitzvah. Even chinuch, that's not enough to make him chayiv in mitzvahs. But there is a lav in the Torah called lois achilum, and lois achilum states, lahazer gedoylem alaktanim, that a gadol is not let to take a shtik nevela and tell the katan, dohasta, esses, let me see you finish up this sandwich. It's not something that he's allowed to do. And that lav, because it's an issa deraisa, that lav is something that, being that it affects the katan, makes the katan someone that shayach to vizavachta v'achalta. And if he's shayach to vizavachta v'achalta, he's going to be considered a bar zvicha, and that's why, begadol oymed agabav, k'shachim royin oysam, the shechit is going to be kosher. But tefillin is a mitzvah saseh. And you don't find anywhere said in Oyed Behuda by Mitzvah Saseh that there's an idea of Lahazir Akdoilam Alaktanim. All there is a mitzvah of chinuch, but lahazik doyel malaktanim, that's not something you find. And as a result, being that there's no lahazik doyel malaktanim, the cotton is not a bar kshira, and that's why if he's going to write tefillin, his tefillin is going to be pasul. Nifla. So said the Noyde Yehuda, it's muchach from these two sugyas, from the sugya in the beginning of Shchitas Chulin and the sugya in Ksivas Tfilin, that it must be that when do we deher a katan as being shaykh to the mitzvah? If there's a lois achilum, if there's a lahazik doylam alaktanim, that is something that affects the gadol, but it also affects the katan in a very profound way. It allows us now to view the katan as if he's really subject to these halachas. So as it relates to zvicha, as it relates to nevela, we're katan oichal nevelois, it's also lisfois loy biyadayim, lahazik doylam alaktanim, because it's a loisas and it's true for all lafen. It's true for Nevela, it's true for Shkotzim, it's true for Dam, it's true for Thomas Koyanim. So over there, Enoch and Ami, we're going to look at him as a Bar Zavicha. But as it relates to Tfilin, over there already, we're not going to look at him as if he's a Bar Kshir. The Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, and this is in Simen Tes Vav, he's mefalful with this Noyde Behuda a little bit. Talks about it in Simen Yodalev, and then he refers back to it again in Simen Tezvav, and he says that Lefidus Noyde Behuda, he wanted to be Miyashiv, a very, very Shver Rama. We mentioned that there's a machloikis Rishon and what the Makar is, that if a guy shechts, his shechita is going to be pasul. Tosfos and the Rosh, in the beginning of Masechta Chulin, say it's learned out from Vizavachta V'achalta. And we learn from there that only someone that needs Vizavachta in order to be V'achalta, only he needs someone that's a Bar Zvich, a very similar drasha to Kol She'ein Abikshira, Ein Abikshiva. The Rambam brought a different drasha. The Rambam said it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. And Tichreis Brisli Yoshev Aretz Vezonu Achrei Eliheim Vezavku Leiliheim VeKarulocha VeYochalta Mizivchay. It's learned that from a completely different pasuk. Just to read Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam. Nachri Sheshachat. A Nachri that shechts. Afal Pisha Shachat Bifnei Yisrael. Even though there's a Yisrael Leimadal Gabov Bisakin Yotha with a perfect knife. Vafilu Hayukaton. Even if he was a katan, Shritasoy Nevela. His Shchita is in a veilo. Veloika lachilas minatay. If somebody eats his shchita, he gets malchus deiris. Shenemar v'karolocha v'yochalto mizivchay. Says the Rambam, me'achas shehizer shema yoichal mizivchay. From the fact that the Torah warned and said, "Be careful not to eat from his shchita." Atulamed shezivchay asa. And it's not comparable to a Yisrael that just doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. We did that Loch is that as long as there's a Gadol Emet Al Gabav, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So we have two Mekairis, Beseder. Freit the Beis HaLevi, the Goyin, in Bir Agra, quotes the Goyin. The Goyin in Bir Agra brings that it's a Mefurisha Toysefna, the Drasha of Toysfis and the Drasha of the Rush. Right, when we learned Tois and the Rush, we said it was a Drasha. But Toysfis usually is not in the geshäft of making up drashas. That's something that the Tanoim did, and sometimes the Amiran. So why are we going ahead and making drashas? But the emes is, it wasn't Tosfos Chiddush. It wasn't the Rosh's Chiddush. Really, it's a Mefurish Tosefta. So Freit the Beis HaLevi, if Tosfos and the Rosh's Makar, Vizavachta V'yachalta is a Tosefta, so why then was the Rambam Bada Milibay a new drasha? It's a Pella. Bishloim, if it's not Mefurish anywhere in Chazal, okay, so we have a Machloikis Rishonim, what the proper drush is. But the Gro in Bir Agra said the Beis HaLevi was Mitzayin HaToysefta. So he held this drush as a Mefurish drasha. If it's a Mefurish drasha, then why is the Rambam going ahead and being Mechadish his own drasha? As I fake the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi says a Dover Nifla. He says, Yeshloim, Lefiya Mefur Ba Noyde Behuda, that the Noyde Behuda said that if it's true, a little bit of a cheshbon, that a guy is nismayed kus kol she'ena kus vizavachta v'achalta. So what's pshat in katan? So why could a katan yeshech? The first mishnah, cheresh toit v'katan al ladeshech, as long as there's a god olay madagab. What was the teretz of the noyde b'Yehuda? It's because of lois achilum. And lois achilum makes him a bar zvicha. And that's why it's not a tzushat, the simon lametes by tefillin, because they were dealing with a mitzvah seser, and by mitzvah seser, you don't have the lois achilum. So Dr. Beis HaLevi, lefizeh yesh loimer. He says that the prima godin, in his psicha ha-koileles, was mechiach, that the Rambam holds, that the iser lois achilum, is not an iser deiraisa. It certainly felt like it when we learned the daf today. But the Rambam Shita is that it's only an Isser Derabanan. So he said, Lefi Zeh, if Lois Achilam is only an Isser Derabanan, so Lechur, it's not Mistaber, that Lois Achilam should make it that the Katan is going to be now considered a Bar Zvicha. Because it's only Midrabanan that there's a Lois Achilam. You want him to Shecht and to be Matin Avela Midai Raisa? He has to be a bar zvicha. Why is he a bar zvicha? Loisachilum is din de rabbanon. It's not a din de raisa. So the Rambam l'shitosa, he said to Beis Halevi, couldn't learn the makar like Tosfos and the Rosh. He couldn't say that the reason that a guy can't shecht is because of his avachta v'achalta. Because if that's pshat and why a guy can't shecht, then it's hadra kushya l'duchta. Why could a katan yeshecht? You're going to tell me because of loisachilum, the night of Yehuda's teretz, which he l'chayr spared? If that's the case, then that would mean that Lois Achilum is a din day raisa. Because you're telling me he's a bar zvicha midday raisa. And that's why Shechitasa Ksheira midday raisa. The Rambam of Shechitasa couldn't learn that way. Because the Rambam sheet is that Lois Achilum is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Says, Okta Beis Halevi. That's why the Rambam was forced to have another Makar. So he says, this Noida be Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Erechayim, Simen Aleph. L'chura is a makar to answer this Shveru Rambam that everybody tries to understand why the Rambam had to come up with a new makar. Why didn't he learn like Tosfos and the Rosh with the Hisafa that the guy said it's a mafurish at Taisefta? So if it's a Taisefta, so why now do we need a new makar? The Teretz is because the whole makar of his Avachta V'achalt is predicated on Lois Achilum being an Isidai Raisa. What? What shaykh is? Because if you're going to tell me if it's Avachta V'achalt, you're going to have to be Miyashiv Chereshoit V'katan. The Teretz is going to have to be. You can have no choice but to say Lois Achilum. Maybe say Chinuch. Maybe that's the Teretz. Everybody holds as a mitzvah of Chinuch. Chinuch might even be a mitzvah d'iraisa. Could be. So maybe the Teretz is Chinuch. No, you see from Kol She'enu B'kshir, Enu B'chsiva. That's a b'raisa Masechtes Menachos, Halacha P'suka, in Arichayim Simon Lametes, and Luchas Tfilin. That mitzvah Chinuch is not enough to make the child into a bar kshira. You have to come on to Lois Achilum. So if Lois Achilum is a nisa d'iraisa, very good. You have your Lois Achilum. But if Lois Achilum is only nisa d'rabbanon, it's not going to work. Just to end with one last toisafa. And that is, I saw in the Shailas Tshuvas Avnei Tzion from the St. Peter Ruf. And this is in Chelik Shlishi, and it's in Simen Chav Gimel, it's Nifkotten Hei. So he brings a kasha that he refers to as a Kushya Atzuma, and he brings it from a Sefer Shailas Tshuvas Rosh Aryeh. So I found the Sefer, and I saw the Sharblat, and the Sharblat, he doesn't say what his last name was, it was Rabbi Aryeh Leib. 19th century European Goyen, and he wrote a sefer called Shailas Hatshuvas Rosh Aryeh. And he, in Simen Aleph, he has a very, very long arichos in this whole sugya. And he asks a kasha, a beautiful kasha, based on a very, very famous shitas Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura, so he discusses the halacha. If someone violates Issa Tmura, what's Tmura? Someone has hektish, and then he decides, you know what, why is this animal hektish? I want a different animal to be hektish. So it says in the Torah, Lo yachlifen v'lo yomeroy, so there's two lavin. What happens if he goes ahead and he does tmura anyways? The original animal retains its kedusha, and the new animal now obtains kedusha. So both animals end up being kaddish. That's the halach. Now the Rambam says that if someone's over the issa tmura, he gets malchus. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says ordinarily you don't get malchus for lav she'im by maisa. However, there are a few exceptions to the rule. Nishba meimar umekala. Meimar is tmura, so if someone violates this, a tmura, he gets malchus. Good, that's the Rambam. Someone violates tmura, it's too lavin, you're going to get malchus, and now you're going to get malchus. It's a chiddush, because even though it's lav shein b'maisa, but this is the meimar part of the chutzpi nishma meimar ka'al. But freik the Rambam, you don't see this every day. V'im toimar, freik the Rambam, v'lomo loikin ala tmura. Why do you get malchus for tmura? L'chair it's a lav shenita glase. And if it's a lav shenita glase, then you shouldn't get malchus. Why? Because lav shenita glase, you never get malchus. Now, what makes tmura lav shenita glase? Lo yachlifen v'lo yomeroise is the lav. V'hoyahu tmurasa yekaydish, that's the asay. That's my freak the Rambam. And the Rambam says two terutzim. The second teretz that the Rambam says is, v'oid. She'ein lav she'boshav l'asay. The lav of tmura and the asay of tmura, they're not exactly the same. She'atzibur v'ashutfin ein oisim tmura. Im heimiru. Tzibur and shutfin have a lav of tmura. But if they do the tmura is nachal. So you have a situation where a tzibur and shutfin, a carbon tzibur, a carbon shutfin, if they would violate tmura, they would be over the lav of loyach lifen v'loyam roisai. However, the tmura wouldn't be chal. It's exeris hakasav. You wouldn't have the din v'hayu tmurasi yekodesh. So the lav is more inclusive than the asay. So the Rambam says in Yesoi that whenever the lav is more inclusive than the asay, so then you don't have the halacha of lav shenitik lasay. So the Rosh Aryeh asked before in the sugya of loisachilum that there's an isaday raisa on some level for a cotton to be over all of the lavin and the Torah. Now it's lahazara gdoilim alaktanan, but it's mavur from the noida b'Yehuda. and from the rayas that the Gedolei Achronim brought, that love of Lois Achilum, which is really Lahazra Gedolim Alaktanim, it penetrates the soul and the existence of the Katan. It makes the Katan a bar zvicha as it relates to the halach of Shechita. These are serious dinim over here. Because on some level, he's included in the love. Asays don't have a Lois Achilum. That was the whole Torah of the Noi de Behuda. That's why a Katan's considered a bar zvicha in Shechita Schulin, but he's not a bar kshira when it comes to writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. If that's the case, Freik de Rosh Aryeh, he says every single love shenitik lasay shouldn't really be a lav shenita glase. Because the lois hasei is more inclusive than the assay. Because the lois hasei will always include ketanim, and the assay will never include ketanim. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam hold the yisoid that when the lav is more inclusive than the assay, it's not a lav shenita glase? If that's true, there's no such thing as a lav shenita glase. Because every single lav incorporates on some level ketanim. Where does a cotton get involved in a lot of cotton's part of the mitzvahs? Lois achilum. And you see from the Noi de Behuda, that's why the Noi de Behuda is the akdama to this kasha, that it rears on the kishkis of the cotton. So if that's the case, the cotton's a bar zvicha, yet sheikh is this in a velo. So memelo, it's muchach then that the lav is more inclusive than the assay. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam have you say that when the lav is more inclusive than the assay, there's no lav shenita glase? That would make every single lav shenita glase not a lav shenita glase. Oh, but the teretz l'chayr is bashit. The teretz is the Rambam l'shitase. We just mentioned that the Beis Halevi was mechiach, that the Rambam shita is, quotes the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Keileles, he's miyashev, the very shver Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchah Shechita. The Rambam didn't hold that lois achilum is a nisa deiraisa. The Rambam held lois achilum is only a nisa derabanan. So the Rambam l'shitase, who said this very mechudish tegi yisoy in the beginning of Hilchah Tmura, he was able to say this, Yisayid. I, Lois Achilum, the Rambam knew the sugya of Lois Achilum. And Aniach, he was makabal, all this pilpul. But at the end of the day, the Rambam sheet is, the Lois Achilum is only an Issa, the Rabbanon anyways. So midday Raisa, there's no difference between a lav and an assay. Katan doesn't have any more shaykhs to the Lois assay than he does to the assay. And as a result, it would be considered a lavanitic la assay. But what you see from here is the Yisayid. Let's just take out one Yisayid, it's a pilpul, but just one Yisayid. The Yisayid is that you see the Gedolei Achronim understood. The Gedolei Achronim, as in the Noi de Behuda, as in the Beis Halevi, the Gedolei Achronim, that the longest of Lois Achilum is that on some level it impacts the Katan. I think that B'muscha Rishon one would have thought that the love of Lois Achilum is Aloch on the Gadol. The Gadol's finality in Nevela, he also can't be Michael the Nevela. Either Katan is allowed to, V'haraya Katan Oichel Nevela, Se'im Bezim Mitzuvan La'Friyashoy. That's true, but it's my yisur. It's an issa gavra on the gadol. It's mavur that's not so pashit. That's an oversimplification of how lois achilum works. Because you see that the fact that the gadol has an isser to be meichel the katan, that makes the katan now a bar zvicha. It makes him on a d'oraisa level shaykh to this in a veil. We have to be magdal, lomdis a little bit better, but we'll save that for another day.